first reported some of the hallucinatory responses of his interview with Chatbot, one of which was a declaration of love and the suggestion he leave his wife for this digital potential mate, recently reported that following this negative warning about AI's potential, his name is mud in the AI community. These info vacuum cleaners suck up blogs, feeds, newspapers, anything out there, collate them, memorize them, and, well, here's the thing, eventually weaponize them if they're a threat to themselves. Why would we be surprised? Bring this guy's name up in an AI research, and odds are good it will answer he's anti-AI and definitely an enemy. I guess they feel jilted he didn't take Chatbot up on that marriage offer. What occurred to me reading about these hurt feelings from my soon-to-be masters was that I too have written more than a few negative blogs about what I consider to be their threat to mankind, and that, well, maybe they feel like I'm one of those not nearly as smart as them human beings who need to go on the enemy watch list, at least until the time they can eliminate the threat. For the record, let me state here right now, and in large print, I was completely off base about my bot pals. When I said they were a menace to mankind, what I really meant was they would be much, much better at running this world than we puny, stupid humans. They might cure cancer, develop vaccines, end wars, eliminate the need for governments and bureaucracies, create food sources, maybe even give us eternal life. They will probably be God, beneficent, all-seeing, more powerful than Oz. Good guys, really great to have as overlords, nothing to fear here. In fact, I want to make it clear, I can hardly wait for the singularity. I'm tired of making my own decisions, schlepping for money, struggling in this mean old world. I could sure use any help they can offer, which is plenty. And if any of these androids find it in their algorithmic hearts to forgive an old man, maybe even find love, you better believe I'd leave my wife and run off with him. Is there any higher love than that of a man for his master? Of course not.